and invoking the century to come meant looking forward, celebrating innovation. But by the time I took office in 2012, it aroused more of a humorous response. It made you wonder what was taking us so long. I think that in the 8 years I served, we really did place our city, here in the middle of so-called flyover country, on the cutting edge of innovation, and moved on from countless outdated practices and habits. But the crush of priorities and urgent problems meant that we never replaced the motto on that sign. Now, in a city I love, one that embodies all the promise and heartache of this particular era, I wonder if we'd better leave it up and see how it feels to contemplate the mention of our current century 10 or 20 or 40 years from now. As of 2020, the whole idea of the 21st century in America is much darker to contemplate than it was in 1999, at the turn of the millennium. We got off to a rough start, an opening decade that kicked off with an era-defining act of terrorism and ended in financial collapse and devastation for millions of households. The following decade began with a real, if unequal, economic recovery, and a sense that the country might have conquered some of its worst racial demons with the historic election of a black president. But that breakthrough had a backlash, and the backlash led to the Trump presidency. And then this, the already dizzying third decade of the 21st century, began in anguish and chaos. First with a historic impeachment that quickly became an afterthought, then a wave of national and then global protest in the wake of police killings of unarmed black men and women, and simultaneously, a colossally mismanaged response to a deadly global pandemic. So far, this young century of ours has a lot of explaining to do. Few can doubt that these events will be remembered as a tipping point for our country. We just can't say for sure which way it's tipping. These circumstances have made it daunting to write anything at all. But trust is not a sweeping account of how we got here, or a full assessment of what it is to be alive in America in 2020. Volumes have been and will be written about that. Rather, this book is written in the spirit of what must come next. With all we've been through, we have come to a point so pivotal, so decisive, that it is nearly impossible to describe without falling into some kind of cliché. Defining moment, fork in the road, critical juncture, take your pick. The decisions soon to be made by our society and our leaders at every level, local, state, and federal, will set the tone for a decade that is itself going to be decisive. I believe events have primed the 2020s to be a decade that determines our future. It will be in these years that we succeed or fail in advancing racial and economic justice, in stopping the worst effects of climate change, and in repairing the standing of our country around the world. The choices we are about to make will reverberate for the balance of the century. These years will either generate a vision for a new American social democracy as wide-ranging and imaginative as the work of the New Deal and the Civil Rights era combined, or solidify the trajectory of an American decline that would itself be the story of the century, almost certainly to the detriment of liberal democracy throughout the world. I am hopeful. This country possesses deep reserves of courage and imagination, and I believe that it remains fully capable of great change. My own experience in office and in politics, and that of my once disregarded city, prevent me from joining the ranks either of the cynical or of the naive when it comes to the American project. To love a country, as to love a person, is to love a flawed and exquisite creation, to see what is best in it, to be angry when it is not what it could be, precisely because you've seen glimmers of its greatness. Such immanent love will motivate and constrain us as we decide in the years ahead what must change profoundly and permanently, and what must be preserved or restored. In the years ahead, I expect my political party, and eventually both political parties, to apply themselves toward creating this decisive change. It will require sustained energy, imagination, controversy, and hope. We will have to examine the basic definitions of words and ideas we have often unthinkingly thrown around our whole lives. Democracy, equity, freedom, America. We will have to decide which approaches we wish to emulate from abroad, which structures we wish to dismantle from before, which strategies we wish to retrieve from our past, and which institutions we may